Hello, and thank you for listening to this episode of Stonebridge Soundbites. My name is Patrick Kincaid. I'm Director of Marketing and a Relationship Manager at Stonebridge. We're in April of 2022, and in April, we typically discuss financial spring cleaning. Today, we'll be doing the same. We are going to provide you the recording that we actually performed last year in 2021. We felt the information was still valuable, and so we'd like to provide it to you again. On this recording, we had Chief Operations Officer and Portfolio Manager Heidi Huckreed, CFA, along with Director of Client Relations, Elise Rogers. Here's that recording, and please enjoy.
Although spring cleaning may sound a little cliche, we feel that this is really a timely topic that we like to concentrate on, especially during tax season. As a portfolio manager, we meet with our clients annually to discuss their investments and how their asset allocation is in their portfolio and if it's appropriate for them. But looking at it from an estate standpoint, Elise, what are some of the other aspects that clients should be discussing with their investment advisor?
Yeah, so there's a few different subjects that are discussed with our clients. Tax time is the perfect time because it's when everyone's looking at their accounts and, you know, if there's any changes to be made is when the changes are being made. The three things that I typically will bring up, the first topic would be discussing if the client has a last will and testament set up. And if they do, is it current? You know, a lot of times our clients, you know, will get their wills set up, you know, once they are first married or are, you know, getting established with a spouse, or if they get divorced, you know, those are the times that they'll look at their last wills. But if there's a time that lapses, a lot of times those aren't current when it comes in play. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, once we need to actually refer to it.
Sure.
So it's really important to always, you know, look at that with new investments to be added, if there's collectibles to be added, you know, whether it's a collectible car or if there's real estate that's purchased or if it's, you know, something as little as a diamond ring. It's important to mm-hmm. review those, I would say, on an annual basis at least. Mm-hmm. The other thing I like to typically ask clients is if they have set up a trust, or if that's, you know, a trust typically has the last will and testament written into it, and we'll discuss the distribution of the estate at that point. And also then we'll name any successor trustees, the children, grandchildren. It's the bigger picture of a last will and testament. But if they have a trust that has been written, if we need to re-register their accounts, we'll address that. But or if we need to rename any beneficiaries on their accounts, perhaps in the name of the trust, we can do that as well. Mm-hmm. You know, we typically suggest clients, if they have a trust, that we register their accounts into the trust. For the purpose, then, it leaves out a lot of the never-ending questions that come up once we need to start distributing those estate assets.
Avoids probate. It's always a good thing.
Exactly. That's exactly it. You know, and then we obviously have our suggestions on how people, you know, who they should name as their beneficiaries. It's really particular to the client's life situation, whether they have, you know, children or if they have, you know, just a significant other but are not married. You know, it really depends on the situation, but we're always happy to discuss that with clients.
Okay.
The third topic I often like to bring up in a discussion is whether our clients have a healthcare directive set up. A healthcare directive often is appealing because it doesn't necessarily have to be a spouse. Mm-hmm. You know, when a healthcare directive needs to be in play, it's often during an overwhelming time. So a client may be able to list, you know, a child or a trusted contact as their healthcare directive, which is it alleviates some of the stress in stressful times. But it's also important to, if any of our clients have a power of attorney set up, you know, a healthcare directive is obviously for healthcare. A power of attorney would be more on the financial side, where if a client has a power of attorney set up, typically we don't always have to have them listed, but if you have one, we like to be notified of it. So if something happens within the portfolio, or we were, you know, notified that our client may have been transferred to a nursing home, at that point we should be adding a power of attorney on their account. A power of attorney basically makes any financial decisions on behalf of the client if the client is not able to. Both the client and the power of attorney, of course, act as one and the same, mm-hmm. but it's a nice to have a power of attorney listed if you have it.
Those are some really good points, Elise. Thank you. My next question, really, is there a checklist that you can distribute to our clients to help them go through all of these points?
Yes. Yep. We do have a checklist. You know, it obviously includes the three topics I just mentioned, but it includes also more detail on the bigger picture of your estate planning, and it's actually a pretty nifty tool.
Okay.
You know, it. So, for example, it will include a list of different important life documents that you should gather and have in a centralized place. You know, for example, if you have a life insurance policy, you know, if you have any titles and deeds to homes that you may own or land that you may own, as well as gathering, you know, all of your investment portfolios. To have all this information in a central place to review on an annual basis is important, but also if something were to happen to you that someone is able to access.
You want to make sure that your beneficiaries have access to that, as well as any passwords, I would believe, to your investment
yes.
accounts so yep. that they can access them.
That's exactly it. So as far as, you know, any passwords to access your brokerage accounts, to access your bank accounts, I mean, even your cell phone, for,
mm-hmm.
you know, if
oh,
you,
good point.
Example, if you, someone needs to reach your financial advisor, you know, you're most likely going to have it in your cell phone. So just the password on your cell phone. So to have anything important for your day-to-day life,
mm-hmm.
have it in one spot for someone to access it.
Good point. Good point. You know, we've talked a lot about checklists and things, and I feel like sometimes our clients or people just don't remember to talk to their financial advisor during major life events. So what are some of the significant life changes that would merit a discussion, for example, beneficiary change or things like that? What are some of the other things that a client may need to advise us on?
You know, there it is funny. A lot of times when there's a major life change, we're notified if it's death,
mm-hmm.
unfortunately, is when we're notified as far as it goes for death distributions and such. But it's important that we're notified if you have a new grandchild, because perhaps at that point we need to include them in your beneficiary designations.
Mm-hmm.
If you were recently married, do we need to re-register your account and add your spouse as a joint owner on your account? Or again, list them as a beneficiary. It's actually funny, I have a client that notified me the other day that his account has been joint with his parents for the last 10 years. He's been married for 7 years.
Oh my.
And his account is still joint with his parents. So we, of course, are now doing the paperwork to remove his parents and to add his spouse onto the account.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but those are things, again, he didn't think about at that time because it wasn't important.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, we're also just happy to know. We
yeah.
like to know what's going on in our clients' lives. And we'll review, you know, the details of your account. But
mm-hmm.
we'd like to just know and conversate about it as well. So,
great. Well, those are some really good points. And I hope that this discussion on spring cleaning of your financial affairs was helpful. And again, Elise, thank you for joining me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Again, thank you for listening to this episode of Stonebridge Soundbites. You can find all our recordings on our website at stonebridgecap.com/news or by visiting our LinkedIn page. As always, if you have questions or would like to schedule a meeting with your portfolio manager, please call us at 651-251-1000. Have a great day.